PSPA News. Goodbye and thank you to Professor James Rowe. A special thank you to Professor James Rowe, who stepped down from the research committee this summer. Professor Rowe joined the research committee in 2020 and was previously a trustee for PSPA. James has contributed a huge amount to PSPA over the years and has helped to ensure that PSPA funds the highest quality research, as well as supporting the launch of our £2 million research appeal. Hello to Kaisha. Kaisha Marlowe has recently joined our team as a helpline care navigator. Before joining PSPA, Kaisha worked for a charity supporting unpaid carers and the people they care for. Kaisha said, "Although I had heard of PSP before applying for this role, I didn't know too much about it or CBD. However, from personal and professional experiences, I've heard and seen some of the challenges of accessing support and information for people living with a health condition and their families. I'm looking forward to supporting people living with PSB, CBD and their loved ones, helping them navigate and gain the support and information they need, whilst providing a listening ear. I'm also looking forward to raising awareness of PSP and CBD to health and social care professionals across Greater London, Surrey, Kent and Essex." Hello to Colleen. Meet Colleen Wren, our new Communications and Influencing Officer, who joined us in September. Before joining the team, Colleen worked as an internal communications assistant at several organisations. She's looking forward to working on PSPA matters and our social media channels. Colleen said, "I was very excited to be joining the organisation. I wasn't aware of PSP or CBD, so getting to be a part of the charity is teaching me a lot about these conditions. It's exciting because there's a lot of scope in my role to help amplify what PSPA does, how we support people, and what we want to accomplish moving forward." Christmas sale, 50% off. Bag yourself a bargain while also supporting PSPA. Selected limited editions 30th commemorative products are now reduced by 50%. Visit our online shop to buy one of the special birthday items. www.pspassociation.org.uk/fundraising/shop. Get fit and raise money in 2025. If you're looking for a challenge in 2025, why not consider these two upcoming events? Winter Walk. The annual Winter Walk is taking place 25th to 26th of January at the Oval Cricket Ground. This event is unique because it offers different distance options, including the full marathon, half marathon, and 10-kilometre options. The routes will take you around London's iconic landmarks, including the River Thames and historic bridges. Whether you take part on your own or with family and friends, there'll be lots of support along the way, with rest stops, snacks, a medal and hot food will be waiting for you at the finish line. You can find more information about how to sign up and fundraise on our website www.pspassociation.org.uk/events-list/London-winter-walk. The Great North Run. Applications are open for the iconic Great North Run. The Great North Run is the world's biggest and best half marathon. Over 60,000 runners run and walk the well-known route from Newcastle to South Shields every year. This year we had a team of 21, including three who took part in the junior race. Together, they raised an incredible £11,000. With this great work in 2024, we are keen to make 2025 the biggest year yet. The ballot will open in January 2025, so if you want to be involved with this historic event, challenge your fitness and raise money for PSPA, please visit our website, www.pspassociation.org.uk/events-list/great-north-run. New Guide to PSP and CBD for MPs. In September, we launched a new guide to PSP and CBD for Members of Parliament. In addition to their work in Parliament, MPs have a vital role supporting local constituents with everything from accessing benefits to sorting out problems with public services like healthcare. Most MPs might only come across a small number of people with PSP or CBD during their time in office, so the new guide introduces them to the conditions, explains what support people living with them need, and what they, as local MPs, can do to support people in their local community with PSP and CBD. We're excited to use the guide to start a conversation with newly elected MPs about how we can work together to support people living with PSP and CBD across the UK. Carers Survey. Understanding the views and feedback of carers enables PSPA to develop services that best meet their needs. Earlier this year, we conducted a carer survey of 227 carers. Overwhelmingly, carers shared how much they valued the support PSPA provides, with the support groups being particularly appreciated for both enabling them to connect with others in similar situations and for gaining knowledge. 7 in 10 carers said that attending a group improves their well-being. The survey also revealed how over 8 in 10 would recommend the group to another carer. We were pleased to see that almost 8 in 10 carers said they know where to go for help. It makes the world of difference to talk to carers who are experiencing the same issues. I hadn't realised quite how important this was to me, so thank you for setting up this group, said a survey respondent. We are working through the results and will be using it to inform the continued development of our carer support services, as well as looking at how we can remove barriers to attending groups.